This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. October is National Substance Abuse Prevention Month, and there's an Illinois-based organization that is helping to get the word out about that, especially as substance abuse may impact different groups of people in our community. It's Prevention First. They're based in Springfield, and joining me to talk about this is Carol Homrig, the Executive Director of Prevention First. Carol, thank you so much for your time.
I'm delighted. Thanks for having me on your program.
Absolutely. We're very glad to have you. First of all, for those who don't know what Prevention First is, it's obviously, I think, kind of built in the name, but talk a little bit about your organization.
Sure. Well, Prevention First is a statewide training and resource center that specializes in the prevention of substance abuse and related issues, but primarily substance abuse is our primary focus. And we do that by providing training and technical assistance to community-based organizations that are primarily funded by the state to implement local substance abuse prevention programs and services. However, we are a resource also to other community groups, schools, municipalities, law enforcement, and a variety of other groups that have a vested interest in preventing substance abuse, particularly among our young people, since that's the most important time to prevent and intervene early.
Let's talk about the youth aspect of this first, if we can, since you just mentioned it. I was stunned by some information that was that your organization sent to me by just how pervasive of a problem substance abuse really is in young people.
Well, alcohol is the most widely used and abused drug by our young people, as indicated by the Illinois Youth Survey, and then followed pretty closely by we're seeing an uptick in marijuana use, especially now that it's been legalized for medicinal purposes here. While we haven't necessarily seen any access to marijuana through those channels, it does change the perception of harm and risk associated with marijuana. So we're seeing more people seeing that it's less harmful, particularly youth, so they're more inclined to try it.
I guess I was under the impression that before now that maybe substance abuse in youth wasn't as big of a problem, but was that the case in the past, and to what do you attribute the uptick here?
Well, honestly, if you look way back in the early 80s, substance abuse among youth was rampant. I mean, it was much higher rates than what we're seeing today. And as we started to implement substance abuse prevention programming in schools and in communities, we did see the rates drop. However, you always have some new drug entering the scene that gets out there on the streets and in the schools, and so that can affect the rates. Also, the funding that's available for substance abuse prevention programming in schools and in communities has been decreasing over time, and we have definitely seen a relationship that whenever your funding for these types of programs and services drops, we do tend to see an increase in youth use. So there's a number of factors that probably contribute to that. The most important factor, in my view, that contributes to this issue is simply access and availability. So not only is it Substance Abuse Prevention Month, but I think it's noteworthy that this is also National Medicine Abuse Awareness Month. And prescription drug misuse among youth is rising. It's still, according to the Illinois Youth Survey, a relatively small group of kids, but again, we're starting to see that perception of harm issue that might increase the likelihood that kids will try a prescription. A lot of kids develop a problem with an opioid or painkiller.
I was just going to ask about that, yeah.
So if they've been prescribed a painkiller by their doctor for a sports injury or after they've had any kind of surgery. A lot of teens have their wisdom teeth taken out, mm-hmm. and they get prescribed some pretty powerful stuff. And if it's not monitored properly or safe or used as directed and over extremely limited time, it can increase the risk that they will develop an addiction to opioids. And a lot of people have transitioned from opioid prescription misuse to heroin, because when they can no longer get their prescription filled by their doctor, then they end up turning to the streets, where they can find heroin and street fentanyl, which, of course, is one of the leading contributing factors to our overdose deaths in Illinois right now. So access and availability, kind of going full circle, is one of the most important things we can do to prevent substance abuse among youth, and that be that alcohol, be that your prescription medications. So if you have prescription medications, lock them up. And when you're finished with them, either dispose of them by participating in National Drug Take Back Day, if there's one in your community. Some pharmacies and police departments have drop boxes for your medications. Or if all else fails, you can put your medications in a plastic bag or tub with kitty litter or coffee grounds, and you can throw them in the trash that way. But the most important thing is to use your prescription medications as directed, keep them under lock and key, and dispose of them properly when you're finished with them.
We have about a minute or two left here, Carol, mm-hmm. and in that kind of circles to the theme that you say there is here, and it's that everyone can play a part in terms of prevention.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is not just resting upon young people making good choices, though that's important. It's not just about parents having good family management practices and good communication at home, although that's very important. It's all of us coming together. So looking at what are the local laws and ordinances around social hosting, people should not be hosting parties and providing alcohol to teens at those parties.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at drug-free community events, and schools can also play a role. They can try to incorporate into their school day life skills programs that help good kids develop the skills they need to make good decisions, or put a policy in place that when kids start having trouble, either through a substance abuse or a mental health problem, that they try to link them to the local services to get them help as soon as possible.
Right.
So it takes all of us, but we can do it, and we can really make a difference in the lives of these young kids and their families, and we can have a safer, healthier community for everyone as a result.
And your organization has a website where I'm sure folks can find out more information, correct?
Absolutely, prevention.org. And we have a nice virtual clearinghouse there with all kinds of downloadable pamphlets, brochures, guides, booklets, all kinds of things.
Again, prevention.org. All right, Carol Homrig, Executive Director of Prevention First, based here in Illinois, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We will have sports and more coming up on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.